We are live with Paige Allen, the new director at Ingram Spark, a company that's very familiar to the members of Independent Publishers of New England. Hi, Paige. How are you doing?
Hi. Great to be here. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Yeah, thanks for doing this little preview. And I know you're going to be one of our keynote speakers at the conference November 5th. 6th, and we have another small workshop on the 7th, but 5th and 6th of November. I'm Charlotte Pierce, and I am the producer of Face the Book TV, which is the program you're on, and in collaboration with IP&E. We just thought we'd have you on and just kind of get people excited about the conference. I think it's going to be really good and really valuable for people. So can you just tell us a little bit about how long you've been there and what's it been like in the first few months of your directorship at Ingram Spark?
Yeah, well, one, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. I'm very much so looking forward to the IP&E conference in early November, and it's really just a great opportunity to be really in front of independent publishers. So excited for that. It's been a year. It was a year October 8th. So it's definitely been quite interesting, and it has moved fast.
So you came in right in the
nick
of the, what do we call it?
The holiday season. Yeah. The busy
season. Pandemic.
Yeah. Crazy. So definitely it's been like, it's been a lot to learn. And I think like this is the best time that you can sort of learn is when things are busy and there's, you know, some of just the day-to-day pressures that we see within the industry. And then, you know, some of those nuances that were caused by the pandemic. But yeah, it's been a fun, very exciting year. It's been a building year in terms of just internal infrastructure for our platform so that we can reintroduce some services and then introduce new services coming into Q1. So we've got a lot of things in our product roadmap that I'll be able to talk to a little bit in our keynote.
And like I was telling you before, you know, like probably over more than half of our members are solo self-publishers, have one book. Mm-hmm. They're not all completely knowledgeable about the publishing process or about sometimes even about using online, you know, services. So is there something that are there measures that you're putting in place to kind of help newbies, or do you have, you know?
Yeah. So we're working with, we're currently, you know, seeking out an education partner, because we want to build out our academy and the tools and services that we're able to offer there. I will definitely say it is, it's sort of like where the rub is, right? So you have you're an independent publisher, you have a self-publishing platform. And I understand that like there's always, there's sometimes when there's a difficulty, right? There needs to be that maybe heightened level of support. Right. And so that's something that, you know, we understand. We want to be able to provide the education. And then we also want to go a little bit beyond in terms of the service that we're doing and make sure that we're providing that excellent quality, great response time. So I know earlier in the year on the U.S. side, we switched, phones off and we switched chat off and we really focused on email just so that we could turn things around in terms of getting back to people quickly. But we will be rolling chat and phone back.
Thank God. That's great.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah. So. No, it's you know, people just like to have, it's feel like, it's, I was just recently traveling and Delta Airlines, you know, it took me literally, I was waiting on a phone for 24 hours. Mm. Never got someone to come on, but the chat, they put the chat, you know, I reached someone on the chat and they solved my issue. And it was really, satisfying. So I'm glad to hear about that. But, and how many publishers do you have, how many customers, clients or whatever?
We have over 100,000 and growing. So, yeah. And that's a mix of, you know, indie publishers, authors, some small press, you know, but yeah, it's a good account makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we had a few questions that people have been asking over the, since they heard that you were coming. So how many publishers is one? Approach to customer service, you talked about that a little bit, but when will you start rolling out the chat, or do you?
I will say it will be Q1, but we don't have a specific date in Q1. Again, it's still contingent on some technology, but it won't be available to all. It will be based off of some account levels, but yeah.
Right. Well, you want to do it right. So
right.
I understand that.
It'll be a phased approach. It's all iterative. That's what we say here.
Right, exactly. So telling something, everything is beta now, you know?
Yeah.
you put up a blog post and then you change something.
Well, speaking of beta, one thing that I'm really excited about is our new reporting tool, reporting tools and dashboard that will also be made available in Q1. Again, like 2021 has been a lot of building blocks in terms of making sure that we have the internal infrastructure within the platform in order to do some really new and exciting things in 2022. So in Q1 will also be, and fingers crossed, it will be January. We were shooting for a November date, but you know, sometimes things move. Yeah. So, but in January, we'll be launching a new beta reporting dashboard that will have a new look and feel to design, a customization, feature, as well as new export features and just new data. You know, we really want to be able to bring new data, trends, interests to our authors and independent publishers to help them be more successful.
Very good. Yeah, that's, I can't imagine what it's been like just jumping into a job like that. It's you know, bringing all those things along and having the vision, you know, and then the details that make up the process. What Mary Catherine was asking about, she's an audiobook, she's our conference chair, and she's an audiobook producer. Is there anything that you're planning along those lines, or?
Yeah, audio is down the road. You know, I think in terms of bringing it to a self-published, independent published audience in a scalable fashion, right, at a pretty low price point, can be a little bit difficult, but it's definitely in our roadmap. And we would do that in partnership with our CourseSource and CourseSource Plus business, which is our digital, our ebook and audio side of the business. But that is something that we definitely have in our roadmap. If it's not 2022, I definitely want to check that box come 2023.
Yeah. Very good. That's exciting. Yeah. I mean, that's actually how I read most of my books now. I shouldn't admit that, but I do.
Well, no, when we talk about like formats, it's very interesting to see even over the past year, we've just seen an uptick in terms of hardcover, in terms of that format. And for me, I'm more of I prefer sort of the sturdiness of a hardcover book. And I pair that always with the audiobook. Now, sometimes it doesn't line up, but that's just, I'm an auditory and visual, you know, learner. So
got it. Well, that is really something to look forward to. And I was going to ask you, do you print on the same presses as Lightning Source?
We do.
You do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been really happy with the quality. I just have to say, you know, it's really pretty good.
Awesome. That's great to hear. And we're constantly, you know, looking at new products, looking at new operations. Our sales and business operations team work hand in hand. But yeah, we also understand that there are improvements that can be made. But no, I'm so happy to hear that you really.
Yeah, I've been, you know, I usually pull a sample and look at it and, you know, try and, you know, go with the best paper that I can afford and stuff. But so we don't want to give away all the things you're going to be talking about at the conference. But one more question is, you know, do you have any questions about IPNE or who's going to be there or what, you know, what's, you know, just about our organization?
Yeah, I mean, I've Mary Catherine has done a great job in terms of educating me about IP&E. But no, I definitely think I want to hear, it's great to have these questions here, but I want to share what's coming in the platform. But if there's any particular questions, you know, that or themes that have been popular within your within your membership, yeah.
I think, you know, I don't know if this is something you're going to cover in your education. But you know, marketing, I have yet to find the secret sauce to selling, actually selling the dang books, you know. Getting them produced isn't such an issue, but
yeah.
Do I have to advertise, you know, like stuff like that? And you help people with that.
Yeah, that is what my session I plan. So I will also be bringing in Josh Floyd, who is our business development manager for the US, but we plan to talk about really how to reach your audience, right? And how to utilize things like AI, how to really dissect and understand certain data points. And then how, of course, there's other non-traditional marketing channels and advertising channels that you can use. But we tend to just focus, you know, especially with the US audience base, we tend to focus about marketing to the US, but we often see a lot of authors and independent publishers have success, maybe a US author, but begin to see more success in like UK, Australia channels, other rest of world channels before they begin to see that success in the US. So we want to have a global approach to what we're talking about in our, and reaching your audience and your marketing strategy.
That's great to hear. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like to, you know, if it's a template, you know, do these five things. And then if this doesn't work, then try that. Because I have children's, I have, you know, travel and alternative education. So it's kind of like, it's a diverse topic areas and stuff.
Yeah. And I know that can be, it can be, again, it can be difficult, but I would love to get to a point where we're able to provide a dedicated level of service and consultation to our authors too, to provide them with.
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, I'd even pay for, you know, a consult fee or something, you know.
It's just,
there's just too much. It's like a fire hose of information that comes at you when you're in a small publisher. But anyway, I really, anything else you'd like to add about, you know, what you'll be talking about or, you know, something that's coming up at Ingram?
No, I am just, again, I am excited. What I will also be talking a little bit about supply chain issues. That's something that's been big in terms of the industry, the effects on raw materials, how that affects, you know, availability, delivery, things like that. So, we've done a lot of research across our sales and operations team, but we have really worked together across Ingram to make sure that we're going into our busy season in a very comfortable place, which is not necessarily the same message that you're seeing across the industry. So
can I still order books for holiday sales?
You can. You have it to November 5th.
Yay. Good to know. Good to know. That's the first day of the conference. Thank you so much, Paige. I will, this will be on our website and we will be pulling the audio out for distribution on audio podcasts. So we'll let you know where those links are and we'll see you on November 5th.
All right. Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hey.